Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Toucan Sam, that bird with the horn-shaped, rainbow-striped bill on the front of the Fruit Loops cereal box, has made the toucan recognizable to generations of people who have never been anywhere near the Neotropics. And even before Sam began following his nose, the toucan's undeniable graphic appeal led to its dramatic profile gracing advertisements decades beforehand. Toucans have been used to promote everything from Guinness beer in the 1930s to the Brazilian Social Democracy Party in the 1980s. But toucans, in actuality, don't have anything to do with beer, democracy, or cereal, although they definitely concern themselves with fruit. Toucans are a group of social birds native to Central and South America. They spend their days doing what any good frugivore, that is, fruit eater, does, dispersing the seeds of the trees whose fruits they eat. The smallest toucan species, the lettered Arsari, is only about 11 inches, that's 28 centimeters tall, and weighs only about 4.5 ounces, that's around 130 grams. But the largest, the Toco toucan, is nearly 3 times as tall and 6 times as heavy. What all toucan species, and there are over 40 of them, have in common is their preference for their home turf. Toucans don't migrate, their habit of making nests in the hollow cavities of trees, and, of course, their long, often colorful bills. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Thomas Schulenberg, who studies neotropical birds at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He said, "Toucans use their bills to do all the things that any bird would do, but perhaps the most important function is to grab fruit. Much of the fruit that they eat can be swallowed in a single gulp. The bird grabs something with the tip of the bill, then tosses it toward the back of the throat and swallows. Toucans also capture and eat small vertebrates when they find them, mostly small lizards and frogs, and the eggs and nestlings of smaller birds. Aside from feeding, toucans use the bill to preen the plumage, just like any other bird. Of course, a bird doesn't need a bill as splendid as a toucan's to eat fruit. Many other avian frugivores have substantially smaller bills. So it must be that the bill of the toucan serves some other roles aside from chowing down. In many toucan species, the bill and head are used in displays, communications with their own kind. Schulenberg said, "The larger species of toucans, the genus Ramphastus, the model for the Fruit Loops icon, often perch on exposed sites in the canopy and call while throwing the head back and swinging it from side to side. And in all species, the bill of the male is significantly longer than the bill of the female. So presumably, the size of the toucan bill owes as much or more to sexual selection as it does to any functional requirement." Toucans' bills might also be useful for shedding excess heat. A study published in the July 2009 issue of Science magazine suggested that, given the surface area of the bill, which accounts for between 30 and 50% of the bird's entire body, a toucan's beak receives a lot of blood, which can serve as a good tool for thermal exchange. Schulenberg added, "There's a growing awareness now that the bill serves a similar function even in species with much smaller bills, such as sparrows." Since toucans don't migrate, you won't find toucan species anywhere other than their native range, unless, of course, they were taken there through the exotic pet trade. However, toucans bear a striking resemblance to a type of bird found in subtropical Africa and Asia called a hornbill. Both are large birds with large, long, colorful bills, superficially very similar, but they're not related to one another at all. Schulenberg said, "The toucan and hornbill branches of the bird world diverged from each other around 50 to 55 million years ago, so they've each been going their own way for a long, long time. Any similarities between them are the result of convergent evolution, the independent acquisition of similar traits or behaviors." Although you'd have to be in the Neotropics to see a toucan in the wild, some people do keep them as pets. They're not legal in every country or even in every U.S. state, but can be kept in some places with a special license or a zoological certificate. Toucans are active and time-consuming pets, expensive due to their need for a constant supply of fresh fruit, and are long-lived. A toucan in captivity lives an average of around 20 to 25 years. Also, they are wild animals that haven't had generations to get used to cohabiting with humans. A toucan whose hormones are telling him to perform a raucous mating display in your kitchen just might be part of what you have to get used to, and will be much more challenging and difficult to train away than, for example, a dog that gets up too early on a Saturday morning. Today's episode is based on the article, "The Toucan is Far More Than the Fruit Loops Mascot," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.